とは。
受け入れません。Today we begin the next section of the discussion of the Taz. And this is really the whole reason why we're doing this Indian is for this issue that Rabbi Tuchman wanted me to look into, that the Mishnah says, Aisha Niknes Bisholos Drachim Bekesiv Shtar Vavir. And how do we know Kiddushe Bia? So that's the Gemara on Daf Tes. Bia on page 4. Bia Benola Namar Ava Makro Namar Bulas Baal. Lami Shenasla Baali De Bila. And he have the person who can say it in page 2, he's Yikach Ish Isho Ba'ola. Ba'ola. So the question now is, the Gemara in Kedushin Yud Beis Amid Beis, on page 5, it says, the Rav Mangid al the Mekadish B'shuka, the Rav would give Malkus for a person who was for a couple of things that he didn't like people doing. One is Mekadesh Beshuka. In other words, he's Mekadesh a woman in the Shuk. In the public. While the Mekadesh Bebiya, and he's Mekadesh Bebiya, so Rav gave Malkus for that. And Rashi says, the Rav Magin, Mishum Pritzusa, because it's Pritzus. So Rav says, you shouldn't do it. So, and he would give Malkus to people who did it. It wouldn't be a real Malkus Daraisa, because the Torah says you could do it. So look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, on your base of the base, on the bottom, Mishum Pritzusa, Mefarish of Beit HaTaim, Vehainu Pritzusa, the Fish of Tzorich, O Eide Bia, O Eide Yichud. In other words, V'dover Mechur, Shemamin Eide Malkach. In other words, for Bia you need, for Kedushe Bia you need Eidim. You need Eidim. And it's not considered respectable to have Eidim for Bia. Either Bia is actually seeing Bia, or Eide Yichud seeing the people go into the room. But either way, then Kosher has the kasha, but kasha to be a mamus, Berak Ram Gamlio, Maisi law and mitzvahs, Yivama Mekadish v'hadar boil. The din of Yibum is just beer. There's no kedushin midoraisa by Yibum. But midrabanan, they instituted that you shouldn't just do beer, you should have some type of kedusha kesed beforehand. Lo Kodesh, Lo Kemakas Mardis Midrabanan Karav. If you're not Makadesh, then just like regular, in other words, if you just start off You know, the Yibum Midaraisa is just Bia. And then they said you should do Kiddushin first. And if you don't, you're going to get Malkus. Lo Kaddish, Lo Kaddish, Malkus, Mars, Midarabana, Karav. Also, Lam Yishum Eidim Talyim Taima, that Yibum Midaraisa in the Nikdei Zel of Bia. In other words, that's nothing to do with Aiden, because Yivama Midaraisa, Aiden Nikdei Zel of Abiyah. This is the only way to do it. So what's the preaches? Now, when you read the Haina Preaches, Shaosim Pchilas Kinyan Abiyah. But it's to sar off something with bia, just like this kiddushi below shiduchi. What does that mean? That means there used to be the concept of shiduchim. We have shiduchim today also, but we have a different type of shiduchim. Shiduchim means when the two families met and said, you know, how much are you going to give for the wedding? How much are you going to give? How much are you going to give? And then, you know, like, that was the real tanoim. Today we just have a shtar tanoim, we just do to, you know, but the real was, like, when they got engaged, the two families met, and then they made agreements, monetary agreements, for the wedding. Right? And that was the tanoim. Today the tanoim is just a, you know, it's not a real thing. It's just, you know, you're at the wedding already doing the tanoim. I mean, the tanoim was the monetary agreements to go ahead with the wedding. So that was the shiduchim. So they said you shouldn't touch mekadesh a woman without having those monetary discussions and monetary obligations, because we don't want you starting off just with kiddushin. So the same thing, we don't want you to start off yibum just with bia. Even though midaraisa, you could do bia. So that's the whole thing, midaraisa. So you see that Rav gave malchus for people who were mekadesh bia, even though the Torah says beferish that that this is fine. Ki yikach ish yisho ba'olam. Yeah. The yeshiva? Yeah, what do they do? So what do they do? But they have real tanoim, that there's a real discussion of the mominous? Or they just read the Tanaim and break the plate just as a symbolism?
I think the Tanaim are standing in terms of breaking up. I'm not sure if families talk about monetary reforming.
Okay. So the question is, according to the Taz, how did Rav go ahead and do this? How did Rav go ahead and ask for something the Torah permitted? Right? Isn't that the Taz's big yisod, that you can't do such a thing? So what would you say? How would you answer that question? Let's see how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch first on page 14. Chav Vav Dalet. Isha miskadeshes b'shlosha drachim b'kesav b'shtar b'via min ha-Torah. Aber Chacham l'otzu l'kadesh b'via mishum pritzus. So it says the Chacham masir it mishum pritzus. If he over b'kidesh b'via, and if he went ahead and did it, makin also makas mardus v'mikudeshes. A few kitchen kesev or b'shtar, even if you would mekadesh b'kesev b'shtar, he moshidech b'tchila. In other words, if you just did kiddushin without any formal shiduchim beforehand, you know, there were formal discussions of the mamonos beforehand, you just met a woman, oh, I like, let's get married. And Rabbi Shechter claimed that Kedusha B'lo Shiduch is eloping. I don't know if it's the only Kedusha B'lo Shiduch. Poshim Shad, that's necessarily eloping. It means more that you just Mekadesh without the prior Shiduchim. Yes, it is.
So here, with the commonly did Asher Kedushin as for a way of like, yeah, with Kedushin, would that also be not create Kedushin because they're one of the Asher?
That's a question whether you get the mitzvah or not. Right here, it's not a question of the, because the Chacham says it's not a mitzvah, so you're doing it, so maybe it's not a mitzvah, they took away the mitzvah. But the chalos of the Kedushin still should be chal. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That makin also makas mardus v'hi mekudeshes. In other words, they weren't mafkiyah the Kedushin. No, because who says they have the ability? They can tell you don't do Kedushin that way, but they can't, if the Torah says it's Chal, they can't say it's not Chal. All they can tell you is don't do something. Don't blow shofar or Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yitzvah Shabbos. Don't eat bishalakum. Don't do things. But they can't say that if you did it, if the Torah says that it's Chal, they can't say it's not Chal. So they can say, don't do bia. But they can't say, if you did it, because the Torah says, so the question is, how could, in other words, they can never take away a chalos, a pipashtus. If they say it's chal, the Torah says it's chal. So how Chacham can't say that? It's not chal? But the question is, so that for sure they can't do. But the question is, could they even tell us not to mekadesh b'bia? So, according to the Taz, they shouldn't be able to tell us that you can't be Mekadosh B'Biyah.
Why? If they're allowed to tell you not to do something, if you did do it, you'd be over to their bonum, but you'd be called their Isa. So according to that, they're just saying, we advise you not to. If you do, you'd be not as smart as.
No, but how can they even tell me to do if the Torah, not to do if the Torah says to do, that it's mutter to do? That's the question that they're throwing them a body by. So what would you say? What would be the simple teretz to this question?
Not favorites, that the Bala means
what does Bala mean?
They're vicious, I don't know.
The first thing I would say, this is what we said, based on what we said yesterday, without looking into the Achronim, we said, Kisien el Ishtei Noshim, we saw in the Emek Halacha. Kisien el Ishtei Noshim. So it doesn't mean that you're allowed to, it means this is what happened. So maybe you could say the same thing. Kiyika Kishisha. He did it. Bala. So now, this is the Halacha, that if they decide they don't want each other anymore, they have to get divorced.
But by the Emek Halacha, the only reason why he said you can say that is because of the Gemara that has to do with an illicit relationship, and therefore. By yesterday, we said that the only reason why we thought we could say that is because we say the Snua and Ahuku were really talking about kind of love.
That made it better. That made it even better. But I think the Emek Halacha says that even without that, you could still say it's just a sipur dvar ba'alma. This is what happened. We're not saying that it was allowed to happen, but this is what happened.
That's because siena, right?
It's
because of the
washing. Well, siena means that it's chal. But again, it doesn't mean that we're endorsing anything in the pasuk. It's just pasuk saying, if this is what happened, this is the halacha. We're not necessarily endorsing anything. So that was the kasha. How could Rabbi Gershom aser two wives, the pasuk says, ki et siena lish shtei nashim. So the simple teretz, as the Emek Halacha says, is that the Torah never said you could take two wives. The Torah says, if this is what happened, then this is the halacha.
So we could always do everything that it's like a bidya.
No, because key means this is what happens. This is the story of what happened, and now this is the halacha. Whenever you start with key, it means I'm telling you a scenario, and now let's see what the halacha is. That doesn't mean the scenario is permitted or not permitted. It's a scenario. So from scenarios, it doesn't mean some scenarios are permissible, some scenarios are not permissible. So then one could have said the same thing. Ki yikach ishisha uba'ala. This pasuk is the pasuk about giving a get, really. It's all interesting. The whole pasuk of a marriage is about giving a get. You know, if you get married and it doesn't work out, you give a get. So it doesn't say beferish that this is the okay way to get married. So based on what we said yesterday, that could answer this question. Or you could say differently. What's differently? So if you look in the Chasam Sofer, on page 18, he says, "Vihine," the first line on the left side. Hine hanocha zos the bia mufreshes gam kenei the Torah. The pasuk the kor ki yikach ubala mashu the mekadesh v'hadir bayim. So what does that mean? The Mekadesh V'Hadir Boil. What?
He was only there for
Ubalot just means what? That was their marriage. That wasn't the creating the marriage. Yeah. In other words, it's not beferish in the Torah that Bia is Kiddushin. That's also a drasha, even though it's more implicit, you know, more explicit, whatever you want to say, than... But L'maisa, the simple shot, if anyone learns Chumash and he doesn't know the drasha, he would say he took a wife, so he got married, and now they're living together, not because there's a Kiddushei Bia, because they're married, so that's what married people live together. And so says the Bris Yaakov on page 22. Rav Dov Cohen quotes this sefer in the sefer. The Bris Yaakov on page 22 says the Chor Kosha Prolataz had the kedusha in Rav Magid Alman the Mekadesh Rebia Vekroksiv Kikach Ishisha Bolo. V'chein kosher, skip v'chein kosher. We had the ksuba. Somebody asked me from Rabbi Tzofati Shir, asked me this morning. Domer ula dvar Torah, arusa bas Yisrael, ocheles betruma. Midaraisa, if a woman is married to a kohen, now she can eat truma also, even though she's not a bas kohen. So how come Chachamim asked it? Shemri yimzugu lakos beveis avia v'tishke lachel lachosel. So the Torah says that if a woman, she's not a daughter of a Kohen, but she marries a Kohen, she can eat Shuma, right? Even when she's an Arusa. Even she's Arusa. But then they said, no, when she's Arusa, she can't, because when she's Arusa, she's still living in her father's house. She didn't move in. So we're afraid that she's going to bring in truma food into the house, and she'll give it to her siblings, who are not Kohanim. So they asked it. Ah, but how could they ask it? The Torah says, Ki ikne nefesh kinyan kaspo. The Torah says, Beferish, that it's mutter. So, he wants to say that on his daiti nero l'ilkaim divrei tahaz the dovish the eino befurish behedya bekra rati alfina midrasha dekroi something that's not beferish we only learn out from a drasha. So he's saying a different pshat that you could say that bala doesn't mean the marriage. Maybe it's part of the kedushin, but you need kedushin kesef and bia, like the Gemara says. And basically, Josh, he says your question on page 22 on the left side, Ubezeh. And he basically doesn't like, he says the Taz is wrong on this point. That is, I guess either he didn't go for Rav Moshe's Teretz, or he didn't think of Rav Moshe's Teretz. And he says, in other words, he's saying it has to be Lahedi, it has to be Beferish. And he says, V'yom HaShemini, Afil B'Shabbos, is not Beferish. Rav Moshe said a whole Torah to save the Taz on that point. I mean, you could still accept the Taz and not apply it to that case of Bris Milah, and say Bris Milah is not Beferish. So he says, B'zeh Nidchu Divrei HaTaz, only that part of the Taz. He's not trying to negate the Taz, but he says the application to the shofar, to the Milah B'Shabbos, he says, V'yom HaShemini Molom Bar Losa, V'dash Nafil B'Shabbos, that's just a drasha, and that Yenochanan Michachomim could have asked it. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, we saw, said a teretz why that's called Beferish. But okay, so that's the okay, so that's how he. So basically, the teretz that we saw in today's packet is the concept of maybe Ubala is not considered Beferish. Right? Which, either because it's the Bala of the marriage or it's together with Kedushin, but it's not Beferish that it's a Kinyan. So Memela, Chachamim could say, Don't do it. Even the Torah says it's okay.
Is that the same answer that Rabbi Kohen?
Well, I mean, in other words, Rabbi Kohen was saying that it never said it's the same concept. Rabbi Kohen said, "Kisyan alish shtei noshim." Never says Beferish that they were married together at the same time. Or we saw Rav Boimel has this idea that it just means that this is what happened. Even if you want to say that the implication is that they were together, it was the same time, but still, this is what happened. Okay, now. Now there's another application here. And then we'll start it now and we'll continue Bez Hashem. This Sunday Bez Hashem will continue Kibbur Av Eim, but the sixth year, number six, this Sunday. And Monday we'll continue this packet. So, if you take a look on page 6, Ibayilhu be a Nisuan Osa or Erisin Osa. In other words, if a person does Kiddushe Bia, so this is assuming you can do Kiddushe Bia. So now what's the stats? In other words, normally if you do Kiddushe Kesef, so she's just Narusa. If you do just Kedusha Shtar, she's just Narusa. If she wants to become a Nesua, because there are two levels of marriage. There's first Kedushin, when you give the ring, not the engagement ring, but the ring under the Chuppah. And after that point, if they want to split up, chas v'shalom, then they need a get. But then, there's nisuin. That's the second step of marriage. And that's when she moves into his house. So they have the yichud. From that time on, if she dies, he inherits her. He can mefer hanedarim, the yorsher l'tamei l'hafer nedarel. Those are the three things. The three basic things that differentiate when a person is just married through Erisin or also Nisun. So it says, Yvayilhu, be a Nisun also, Erisin also. Nafkimin el Yorshel Tamil Lahafer Nidarea. Yamrin Nisun also, Yorshel Matamilah, Mafer Nidarea. Yamrin Erisin also, Eno Yorshel, Eno Matamilah, Eno Mafer Nidarea. Because if you're just married and you're not nesuin, then the husband can't mefer nedarim. He can't. He doesn't yorish her, etc. So the question is kiddushei bia, is that automatically both steps are incorporated in kiddushei bia, the kiddushin and the nesuin? In other words, when you do kiddushei kesef, it's only Erisin, right?
I'm just curious if you would use, if we would say it's just like Erisin, Erisin. So then, what would they need to do nisuin? Another bia, or like just living?
Well, would they?
Either
another bia or living. She moves into his apartment. So that's the discussion here. Now, okay, so Bez Hashem, on Monday we'll continue with this sugya of Erisin Osa, Yisun Osa, and then we'll see that the Machna is going to tie this into the Taz as well. So we'll see that on Monday, Bez Hashem. And then there's the packet after this is going to be on this topic as well, about how does the Taz deal with this question.